Welcome back to the programme, and it's time now for our weekly Garda slot. Garda Leanne Houseman has joined me in studio. You're welcome, Leanne.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, I understand it's pretty quiet from a crime point of view this week, so we're going to talk specifically about driving. And we're going to talk a bit about the bad driving habits that can lead to accidents. Now, we all know about drink driving and speeding and all of that, but we might look at the less commonly spoken about things that can lead to accidents. But before we even come to that aspect of it, Leanne, you want to talk to us a little bit about what to do if you're in a car accident, because a lot of people, it seems, aren't quite sure of the procedures they should follow, especially if they haven't been in one before. Is that right?
Yeah, so I suppose we come across loads of accidents, you know, throughout the week. Every day we come in, there might just minor tips, maybe rear end, side swipe, and a lot of people won't have been in accidents, and hopefully they won't be in an accident throughout their driving career. But just the little tips on what to do, what information you need and how to report them. So if there is an accident and it's, you know, there's two cars involved and it's blocking maybe a junction, or if there's traffic building up, there's no harm taking a photo of the two cars in situ or however many cars there are, and then moving the cars off the road to a safe place if the cars can be driven. If it's only, you know, as I said, just a rear end, you know, I suppose when we come anyway, the first thing we do is get everyone off the road to a safe place, and then we start taking details from there. And from there, I suppose, when you're waiting for the guards, if you swap details with the other driver, so you'll need their name, the registration plate, which is at the back or front of the car, if you take the make, model and colour of the car, and just the insurance certificate, that'll be in the window. So you'll need the insurance policy number and also the insurance company that that driver is insured with. And if you take down all these details before we come, our sole purpose then is to just make sure that everyone is insured, and all the documents are up to date and in order. And I suppose just to let people know, from a Garda perspective, we investigate, you know, our sole purpose for material damage, small collisions, would be just to make sure everyone is insured and all documents are in order. But we would investigate then injury accidents, you know, but things like that, if that makes sense.
Yeah, exactly, absolutely. So do people, if there is a small tip, let's say one car rear ends another and the two cars are damaged, nobody is hurt, do you have to ring the guards and report it?
I would recommend ringing the guards.
Okay. Yeah.
I definitely would recommend ringing the guards. Then you know that that driver is insured, the policy is up to date. You know, sometimes in the window, a policy number, it doesn't say that, oh, Leanne Houseman, she's insured under that policy in the window. It could be insured under another name or another driver. So in cases then, we as guards come to the scene, we meet the driver at the scene, and we make sure that all documents are in order. Mm-hmm. There have been cases where there has been an accident and all the details were taken, everything was okay at scene, and then maybe one driver leaves and the other driver leaves, and they realise when they ring the insurance company that that driver was never insured. You know, so there are cases like that, that it happens, that people do pay for insurance, get the policy and then cancel the insurance, or something might be cancelled without their knowledge. You know, things like that do happen. So it is important, I would say, definitely call the guards. Yeah, just to make sure.
Yeah, because I noticed that from time to time on this slot, yourself or one of your colleagues comes on and appeals for information about a case where one of the drivers involved left the scene. So you really have to stay at the scene, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah. It is, I suppose, a crime to leave the scene. Mm-hmm. So it's important for everyone to stay at scene and all details to be swapped.
Okay, so just to recap on what you said at the very outset, Leanne, if there's no huge damage and the two cars are drivable, take the photo straight away, yeah. And then if you can drive the cars, get them off the road.
Get them off the road to a safe place.
Yeah, that's
because,
important.
You know, I suppose if traffic builds up, another accident might occur, you know, things like that. I suppose safety is most important. If you can take the photograph, that's all we need, you know. Mm-hmm. God forbid the insurance companies needed that. You have that proof of where the cars were. But if the cars are movable, definitely move them in off the road and get everyone off the road to a safe place.
Okay, fair enough. Well, let's just move on a little bit and talk about accidents in general. Now, I know there are fatal accidents every day of the week, sadly, but I think that's been well documented. But there are also minor accidents. We'll take it as a given that drink driving, drug driving and speed, obviously, those are all the big contributors to road accidents. But aside from those obvious ones, what kind of things happen on the road? What kind of mistakes do motorists make that lead to crashes, do you think?
I suppose, in my opinion, and from my experience, it's concentration. A lot of the time, you know, cars drive very close to the back of, you know, to the front of the car and in front of them. You know, if drivers took their time and just stayed 2 seconds back, you'd see the collision ahead. You know, sometimes we don't give ourselves enough time. If you're creeping along in traffic, you're really close to the car in front of you. You should always be able to see the tyre and the road of the car in front of you. That's how far back you should be. You know, sometimes we're nearly bumper to bumper, you can't even see the registration plate. So that's definitely one thing, is concentration. Another thing would be mobile phones. You know, we see it all the time, people on their mobile phones. And the offence for mobile phone is holding a mobile phone, but it's also supporting it with another part of your body. So you might have two hands on the steering wheel, but you might have your phone between your neck, or between your shoulder and your head, or you might have it on your lap. That is still an offence, to have your phone on your lap or supported by your body. The FCPS has gone up for that, so it's actually €120 now if you're caught on your mobile phone, and there's 3 penalty points. So, you know, that is quite a hefty fine as well. And I think it's warranted. You know, it is. There is a lot of accidents caused by people on their mobile phones.
Any other one that springs to mind?
Speed is another one, you know.
Yeah, the obvious one.
Yeah, it's definitely the obvious one. And just urge people now just to be more mindful. Like, kids are off school. There's a lot more kids around, a lot more kids playing in estates. Just to slow down. We also have a lot more tractors on the road. It's silage season, so there's a lot more tractors. You know, you could be coming around a bend on a country road and there could be a tractor and you might have to brake suddenly. So just slow down. There's more traffic and there's more cars on the road, so it's going to be busier. So you're going to have to just plan your time. And events now, there's loads of events taking place between now and the end of the summer, which is great, but therefore traffic building up. We have a lot of tourists in town.
Rented cars.
So great, rental cars. But people just need to plan and take their time.
Yeah, exactly. That's it for this week.
That's it. Thank you very much for having me.
My pleasure. Thank you very much, Gerda Leanne Houseman.